If you want to save money on your trading card purchases, we have a promo link over at 50cards.shop. Enter the promo code at night to get 5% off your order.
Hey everybody, welcome to Nexus at Night, your weekly Vanguard, a podcast. I'm Atlas.
I'm Matt.
I'm Rootbeer.
And I'm pretty sure I cracked a vertebra while I was stretching.
Don't do that.
Yeah, one of these days, like, we started this when we were in our, like, early to mid-20s. Matt, sorry. But eventually we will be, like, we're going to hurt ourselves doing this
show. Not recording, but, like, some other way.
I'm pretty, like, we've hurt our, you know, I've had, like, a neck injury or something and complained about it on camera.
One of these days, one of us is going to try and climb out of bed and our vertebra is just going to collapse.
Mm-hmm. Or something's going to happen to our knee. My boss has a torn ACL. Like, he's a baseball player somehow. And it's like, dude, that's probably going to happen to me someday. Walking around with an ACL. Anyway, hi. We're talking about the divine skills this week, because we originally only got to see one with Wellstrub, but now we have two, kind of
three technically, if we're going with the anime.
Yeah, however you want to do it. Let's look at the one we know we have first.
Mm-hmm.
Which is a faded one of Guiding Star Wellstrub Blitz Arms. So, auto on Van, when it attacks a Vanguard, you Energy Blast 2, choose a product in your order zone, operate it, and he gets 10k till into battle. And then the Divine skill, so once a game, act once per turn, you can counter blast one, choose up to two product cards with different names from each other in your hand, put them in your order zone. If you put two cards, operate a product, and yeah, that's it.
These Divine skills seem pretty good, right? So you can just do them immediately.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So this one is like mostly just pure setup, right? Because if we go down the rest of the ride line, it just gets you a bunch of products.
Yep. And now you can do that more.
So yeah, if you could actually scroll up to the ride line.
Sorry.
I did not pull it up myself. So grade one, when it's rolled upon by the grade two, just grabs a product card, and then I think same. And then the grade two just searches any two product cards. Do they have to be different names? Yeah, different names. So yeah, any two different product cards. So you like ride to grade three, grab two products, and then you just immediately play them.
Yeah. Plus the grade two can operate a product, which is neat.
Yeah. So Wellstrub's getting getting like a vastly improved early game, as well as like the ability to just set up instantly and have everything you need.
Yeah, I mean, like when the grade three or when the Wellstrub stuff came out, Richard on the Nexus Core channel, our big brother, not the same channel, by the way, big brother. Was mildly disappointed because he thought the divine skill was like, okay, resources, we talked about this last week too, but now we have something else, which
we also basically have, well, we basically have the divine skill for both Keter Sanctuary and Dragon Empire, but they only explained the Keter one. You're gonna have to go through Kairos's entire, I'm sure he has a screenshot of it, but Rezile, which is what we actually got at the end of the anime where they reveal cards, except they didn't reveal the full text, they just kind of explained the divine skill that it has, which is return all criticals from your drop zone to your deck, it gets drive plus one, and then until the end of the next turn, if you check your six damage and it is a trigger, you heal.
But only once, it's not like every six damage is a heal.
Well, we don't have the actual text, so we don't know completely what it does, but we basically have the gist of it, right? Which is put all of your crits back in your deck and perform a triple drive.
I find this interesting that that's kind of the opposite of what Wellstra was trying to do. So Wellstra is like, you get it, you pop it immediately. You make that shit happen as soon as you ride it. This one, you're kind of trying to rope-a-dope them until you're like, all right, let's get the deck thin enough so I can shove all these crits back in and kill them with
that's
it.
That's
funny. Yeah.
I also like the other part. This is like until your next turn. If you check a 6 damage trigger at all, you heal one.
Yeah. Yep. Whether
Which
that be
extra funny if you check a 6 damage heal.
Yeah, I guess so.
Yeah, then... go to the heal too.
Yeah, you just resolve the heal first and then you heal again.
Yeah. And your opponent can't be dead, so they're going to be at 5, so you'll always heal twice.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I guess so. I mean, okay, like, because we don't have the full text, well, we don't quite know for sure.
Right, right. But, like,
there's a chance.
As far as we know.
Yeah. Yeah.
It's pretty funny.
It is.
Funny thing is, it's like payoff in the anime, because during the tutorial fight, the main character checks a crit on his 6 damage.
Okay.
So now this is a version of, like, that again, except it's a miracle heal.
Does he then put that Vanguard. Does he then put that same crit in the drop, or is it like
I don't know. I haven't had. I got back from work an hour ago. I haven't had time to watch the anime.
Fair enough. I was stuck in traffic for an hour and a half because Friday's in Los Angeles, so always a good time. Have you ever put on a goddamn movie while you're stuck in traffic? Because I did, and yeah, nothing like watching the entirety of the early 2000s Chicago.
Other than that stuff, I get to take the bus.
Fuck yeah. Buses and Bart. Rock on.
Yeah. So we also more or less know what the Dragon Empire one does.
Is that a different tweet on this thread, or is it like on his...
It's just on his Twitter page.
Okay, so
you should be able to scroll. It should only be a couple tweets down.
Okay. I'm not going to bother going back, so I don't, because I know we'll refer to Rizale again. So, new window it is.
Yep.
How's everybody doing? Have a good week. Happy Saturday / Friday.
Yeah.
When you're hearing this, it's my mom's birthday.
I Happy think it's birthday, a little Mom. Bit further down.
Yeah. Let's see. Wait. Like this one? Varga Dagris?
Yes.
Okay. There you go.
Anyway, shout out to Kairos for translating stuff all the time.
Yes. At Kairos Darkblade for the people listening.
Yeah, so its regular skill is to retire both front rows to restand. And then it also has a divine skill where if your opponent is at 4 or more damage, you just restand it again and it gains back the drives that it loses with the first restand.
Mm-hmm. Whoa. So minus 2 drive. So it's 2, then 0, then back to 2 if you do the...
Yes.
Okay.
Also, the restand is like end of battle, so you could theoretically trek the Dragon Empire OT. So depending... Like, obviously we don't have the full text yet, but depending on what it looks like, then but this could potentially restand 4 times.
What the...
I think I might hate
There's
everybody.
No way, right?
Yeah.
It kind of depends on how the first skill... It's like regular skill is worded, but there is a theoretical universe where you attack, restand off of the over trigger, restand off of its own effect, and then restand again off of the divine skill.
With 100 million. So you're hitting with 100 million.
Yeah.
Oh, vomit. Now, typically, when restand skills happen, they involve some kind of cost, and I don't mean just like counterblast something. I mean like you usually lose card advantage in some way, right?
Yeah.
To discard cards, or if you're Tachikaze, to eat your rear guards, whatever.
Yeah. This one, you do have to retire your own front row, but apparently one of the rear guards just comes back.
Okay. So. Hey, that's pretty Tachikaze-esque. Matt, get on it.
But they're not dinosaurs.
Yeah, it's a samurai dragon.
Is it the aesthetic that does it for you, or is it the like?
It's both. I like both. Dinos are cool. I don't know how to explain this to you all.
How am I supposed to play a Vanguard deck if I don't have a Velociraptor with a very tiny Glock?
That's correct. No, see, he understands.
I gotta say, after all this time, I really do miss having Tachikaze, and I kind of want to build it again. but I think that would be the fourth time I've made.
Yeah, I would not do that.
Yeah.
Also, it requires building premium, right?
Mm-hmm. I mean, that's not the worst thing in the world. You know, I have my harmonics.
Could be worse. Could be me premium. You're right.
Yeah. So.
Yeah. So yeah, we have. So yeah, like compared to Wellstro, which is much more resource oriented, this is a lot. Like these two are a lot closer to what we thought divine skills were going to be, which is fuck you, the game is over.
Yeah, these are closer to the Z move that I was thinking. But it doesn't scare me as much as I thought they would. The crit one more so. The race standing not as much.
I mean, like attacking with your Vanguard three times is still kind of insane.
Oh no, it is insane. Don't get me wrong. But I'm saying it doesn't scare me as much as I thought it was going to. Like, you know, the depths of your mind are usually scarier than what reality is, right?
Yeah.
So
also keep in mind that this deck apparently has rear guards that come back, so this is going to be attacking you like six times.
Yeah. No, it's going to be a thing. These are going to be things that you have to deal with. Now, granted, I would be a lot less scared of this if defense was more of a thing. And to Bushi's credit, they are making more stuff that like get shield. You know, you have those grade 3 dragons that are like, all right, if you're on a grade 4 or like reveal a grade 4, you get 15k shield. Like just little shit like that. Like we're seeing more of this kind of stuff.
Let's bring back G guards.
Yeah. Bits and pieces. They already have stride. Why not bring back G guards?
Who knows?
I don't think they even like fully did what with G guards what they could have in premium, and they still can if they want to.
Yeah, they had three opportunities and failed every time for some clans. So.
What are the three opportunities?
Well, I mean, like, as far as, like, when they gave G-Guard support to those clans.
Oh, okay. Gotcha.
Including the most recent time.
Yeah. So, we know what these things are. Good, but not... Do you think these are going to, like, absolutely, like, wreck the game as they happen?
What, the divine skills?
Yeah.
Theoretically, they could, but I wouldn't worry about it. I mean, we'll see. I don't know. Yeah. It's hard to say.
I mean, conceptually, I don't love them.
I play a lot of Pokemon, so and it's kind of similar to Pokemon has like the same bullshit. And I don't know. Sometimes they're like very game defining in Pokemon, like for like Lugia, but sometimes there's just like an option that you have. So it's hard to say. Like Lugia in Lugia's once per game skill is like complete setup, but it's like actually like deck defining.
Okay.
So
with this might be one of the few instances of this sort of thing from Vanguard where there's no like game mechanic keeping it from happening. As soon as you're on the grade 3, you can do it whenever you want.
Yeah.
We
also don't have the exact cost for these yet, but Wellstro's was just Counterblast 1.
I imagine they're not going to be too expensive. The limitation, quote-unquote, is that you can only do these once. On the other hand, this could be playing with fire, depending on how crazy they make these. These are the first instances of these divine skills, you know? So as the era goes on, this could get way creepier and way worse. I guess we'll find out.
Yeah. We have one more from this set and then two more in the next one.
Yep. Is it Stoikea this set or Dark States?
No, it's Lyrical.
Oh, right.
Yeah, it's hard for me to gauge, to be honest. But you know, It's interesting, but I have no idea how good they'll be. I'm not smart enough for that.
We'll see. So I think Rezile is an interesting one because, like, theoretically, you could just fire it off early if you're in a position where you just drew all your crits.
Yeah.
So there is a world where you could just, like, overguard early and then shuffle back all your crits.
There have definitely been those games where you're like, I want rear guards, and your deck's like, here's all your crits. Yeah. And you're like, great, thanks. I appreciate it. I just saw guard with these and then do nothing.
Mm-hmm.
There might be a world where people call over their own crits just to put them in drop so they can do that.
That would be funny.
I don't know that I would do that.
I think you do that if you like you have to like win the game that turn.
Yeah. Yes. You're but, like, they're gonna persona ride next turn and like punch my lights out. I need to
And it would probably only be a couple of them, I think.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Cause if you had more, you might think you might live. So I don't know. It'll be interesting.
Yep. So I just
can't parse how good they are.
Yeah, but it's fun making these predictions. But Blitz Orders, the type of order that we never really came around on, except for like Sanctitude.
Because they suck.
They suck. And then Bushiroad was like, why don't we try and make like a deck that revolves around them?
Yeah, why not?
So,
revolves around them in quotes.
Yeah. So this ride line here, Days of Training Lacerina, when rode upon by the grade two with Lacerina, search your deck for a grade two or greater Blitz Order without Regardless Beast. So no Sanctitude for you, or no Sphere, Finny.
Yes.
Reveal add to your hand, and then there's Effervescent Shadow Dream Blade, so a Blitz Order that you play with Energy Blast 2. Choose one unit being attacked, and it gets power plus 20k until end of battle. And then you can play one more Blitz Order this turn. Each time
this the card is generic.
Yes. And then each time you play it, it increases, so you can go one after the other, after the other, after the other, and so on. Now.
This is not bad.
No, that's pretty good. And then Sword Princess of Dream Braid Lasteria Veleno is the grade 3. So continuous on Van, during your turn, if you have 3 or more units with Veleno in their card names, all of your units with Veleno in their card names get power plus 5k. And if you have 5 or more and your opponent's Vanguard is grade 3 or greater, it gets critical plus 1. Auto on Van, at the end of the battle where your unit was attacked and was not hit, and you played a Blitz Order in that battle, draw one, and if you have not performed countercharge this turn, countercharge one. I'll get to the support in a second here, but they almost had it, I think.
Like, the deck is fine. But, like, this is very boring.
This is
not what you would envision when you say a deck revolves around Blitz Orders, right? Like, this is just an aggro deck, and then they put Blitz Order into the text next to the part where you'd need a big board.
Yeah. Like, here's how I think you fix it. So, if you're going to make a deck revolving around Blitz Orders, Blitz Orders are meant to keep you alive longer. So I'm thinking that they should have just made it where it's just like an unstoppable...
They should have just printed Sianna again.
Sure. But like it feels like it should have just been like an unstoppable fat butt that you gotta get through. So like end of the battle that it was attacked and was not hit, you can draw like anything, like any of the attacks. And then if you played a Blitz Order, that battle countercharge. That would be freaking gangbusters, I think.
Ridiculous.
No, I don't think that would be balanced. I mean, I was thinking especially because it's a bug deck, I was thinking more along the lines of Mega Colony. Like, if it wasn't hit and you played a Blitz Order, you could, like, pay a cost and stun a unit.
That'd be neat.
Like, it could be once per turn if you think that's too broken or whatever, but, like, something more along the lines of Sianna, where, like, playing the Blitz Order actually, like, has a tangible effect on your opponent.
Yeah.
It's not just, oh, you can draw a card.
When you say stunning unit, you mean no standing next turn, or do you mean like the dark face thing where you like trip something and like rest something else? Because that would be cool, right?
Yeah.
Block one, stun the other.
Yeah, exactly. Like, like I thought Siana was a really interesting take on the defensive deck, because like after, like if she doesn't get hit and you used like her and you didn't put anything on the guard circle, I think it was, you can either force your opponent to get rid of the thing that attacked or discard a card. I don't remember exactly how Siana is worded, but the general gist of it is either they lose the unit that attacked or something out of their hand. Right. And so
yeah. Comment section, please correct us. Okay. If we're wrong.
Yeah, they either discard something or bind the rear guard.
There you go. All right.
So, you know, Siana has a very tangible effect on your opponent, where this one is just like, draw a card. Like, okay, cool. You replace the Blitz Order. That's fine. It just doesn't feel like a deck that's about Blitz Orders. It doesn't help that the Blitz Order itself is not very interesting. Like, it's just a regular Blitz Order. There are a couple of interesting ones, like the one that reduces the critical, but that costs Counterblast 2, and then Ghost Chase is kind of interesting, but also your board survives the main phase.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So here's the rest of them. Valena Familia Melial is a grade 2. When placed on rear outside of the battle phase, if your Vanguard is grade 3 or greater and has Lasaria, you can discard a card, search your deck, or drop for one card with a different name from this unit. And if it's a grade 3 or lower unit with Valena, call it to rear. And if it's a Blitz Order, put it in your hand. Valena Fiore, when it's placed on rear, if you have blah blah blah, counterblast one, look at top 5, choose a card with Valena or Blitz Order, put it in your hand, and then during your turn, if you have Lasaria plus 2k, that's pretty straightforward. And yeah, then,
but you see what I mean, right? Where yeah, this feels like just a regular deck, and then you just and then you could also add a Blitz Order if you wanted to,
yeah. It's contingent on how good Blitz Orders are. Now, granted, if they release some kind of gangbusters Blitz Order down the line, might help their stock a little bit.
What would that look like, I wonder?
The first thing that pops into my head is some kind of Denial Griffin thing. But that's too easy, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, there could be like, a shield call a thing.
I think a lot of like with standard, a lot of cards are like during your main phase or whatever. So like they kind of did the work on that in advance.
Yeah, I was just thinking like you just like gain an intercept for later, like so you like give your Vanguard power to like avoid an attack and then like call an extra unit.
That'd be cool. Or like, yeah, if grade one still had 10k shield and you're like give it to a something that it can intercept from back row, and you can do it to a grade one if that wasn't terrible. So I think this little package has potential, but it's just kind of contingent on
like,
how
it's fine. It's just like a normal deck.
Yeah.
It just feels like a normal deck.
I think the inherent problem with relying on Blitz Orders and Vanguard is like you want to be making proactive plays on your own turn. And yeah, having to like
I mean this does that, right? Because it gives a bunch of power, gains a crit, it has a re-standing rear guard.
Yeah, it's just weird that they're like, it's like focused on this thing that happens not on your turn.
Yeah, like Blitz Orders, you're right. Blitz Orders don't do anything to advance your game state. They just stop your opponent so you can get back to yours.
Yeah.
Which is why I think it needed a stronger control element.
Because
like, so Siana's problem is that she doesn't have a way to win the game. Like this deck has a way to win the game, it just doesn't do anything interesting.
It's definitely weird. See, what's weird is in other Bushard games like White Schwartz, there are events that are like orders, but you're not actually restricted on like playing events at all, except by cost. And The other funny part is that like counter events, like if an event has like a counter symbol where you can play it on your opponent's turn when they attack, you can actually just still play it on your turn.
Yeah. Interesting. That was like the other thing I was thinking, right? Was the ability, a lot of blitz orders just say give your thing power. So the ability to play blitz orders on your own turn, like offensively.
Yeah, like make it like a quick play spell from Yu-Gi-Oh. So like if it's on your turn, you can just do it, but just during your battle phase.
Maybe. Yeah. Now, the problem with that idea is that a lot of blitz orders don't have interesting abilities to take advantage of that, so they'd have to actually design good blitz orders to support that.
Yeah, I'm surprised they don't do some kind of magic cylinder thing. You like, you know, if the guard was successful, deal your opponent one damage. If they have four or less damage, right? I imagine Bushiroad isn't too keen on the player base being like, haha, I got a win on my opponent's turn. Although it'd be really fucking funny, that's for sure. Stoikeia instantly rises to the top.
Does it?
Yeah.
If that's a thing? Yeah, because then five means six, more or less.
I suppose so.
Because like even if you're attacking them, you're at five damage and they're at like three or something, you go, okay, I guard with this, there's your six damage on your turn. That, fuck yeah. That, it's just four extra ways to win the game.
Yeah, probably.
It's such a dumb idea. I'm sorry I even put it in your heads. But so, yeah. Divine skills. Scary, but interesting. Blitz order deck. Try harder next time.
Yeah, I don't know. It's so hard to parse some of these things just because it's like nothing we've had in Vanguard quite before, right?
Mm-hmm. And I think that's good.
Could be really good, or it could not be. Who knows? Yeah. A lot of it's going to depend on what exactly you're setting up and how powerful that is.
Do you remember when Imaginary Gifts were being revealed? And on this show, we were talking about what that could mean for Vanguard as a game. And what clans were even getting what gifts before that was all being revealed.
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
And we didn't know what the fuck was going on either.
That's true.
We still made our predictions. What?
That turned out quite badly.
Yeah. Years later, hindsight is 2020. But we were still kind of excited at the idea of it, and it shows that Bushiroad is willing to like take risks and try new shit, which I think is cool. Even if it blows up in their faces.
And it's definitely more true in D than it was in V.
What do you mean?
I just think V got to like this thing where everything was kind of like the three powerful things that they just rotated between.
Mm-hmm.
Is what I mean.
Yeah. Gotcha. But also, like, I don't think they took as many risks during the Wildress era of the game.
No, they didn't.
Yeah, the beginning of D was pretty safe, wasn't it?
Yes. If you're going second, draw one. If both of the players are at grade three, do this. It took them a longer time because they've been bitten in the ass so many times, right?
They're just designing cards like shit in set 13.
Can't all be winners, right?
I mean, like, the majority of their card design outside of just, like, the double and triple R support, and even a lot of the, like, double R and triple R support are just boring as fuck.
I do kind of forget that a lot of stuff exists. Like, I didn't even know that. So they had that, like, dragon for Dark States that you run in Drejeweled. And I didn't even realize they made them for the rest of the nations because they just don't really do all that much in the rest of them. But what are you going to do? Anyway, anything else to add?
No, not particularly.
Not too much.
Cool. Well, for people. Cool. What?
I just said, I hope it's cool.
Hope it's cool. For people listening or watching on YouTube, what do you think about Divine Skills, and what do you think about the Blitz Order deck? put it down below or tweet it at us at Nexus at Night.
And what do you think about Like a Dragon 8 Infinite Wealth?
Important conversation.
So true.
Thanks for tangents. But yeah, speaking of tangents, if you want a bonus show with us every week, patreon.com/nexusatnight helps support the show. You get shouted out both on the show and in the credits, like Darren Cole, Josh, Jeremy, GR, and Ali, all of them. Yeah. Where can they find us otherwise?
You can find me on Twitter at Wiggums, 2 G's, 2 Z's.
You can find me at Plasma Eclipse.
Find me at Atlas Novak in all the places. My YouTube channel is The Epileptic Comic, or check out my other podcast, Generation Dan. That's about generational differences with my Gen X friend Dino. I'm the millennial, and then whatever guest we happen to have that week. So thanks, everybody, for listening. And until next time, I was Atlas.
I'm still Matt.
I'm Root.
I am Root Beer.
And have a good night, everybody.